Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. It's funny, when my kids run based on some cartoon or something they watch, they put their arms behind them. They like stick them out, not like out to the side, like behind them, even though I try to tell them that, you know, you're faster swinging your arms. But the point is, every kid wants to go Mach speed, and that's what Hoka thinks too. Delivering the same snappy ride as their adult style, the kids' Mach 6 is light, fast, and undeniably comfy. It's a lively pavement pounder geared to go the distance. The Durabrasion rubber outsole that's thicker than their adult's version has extra durability that your kids need. And my kids are getting the kick out of the shoes, and we all have a matching set now. I really like them. It's a light, fast, and undeniably comfy shoe. It's got a kid-specific design, and the fit will free your kid's inner speedster for a daily fun. The adult version is not too bad either. To learn more about the kids' Mach 6 shoe, visit today's show notes and check it out. You have to give them access. Without it, she would not have been the great writer that she became. Without it, she would not have pioneered a new genre, a new style, a new role for women in the world. She could not have produced great, enduring works of art without it, or rather, without him. Jane Austen, as we said recently, was a product of her father's enormous library. But there was more than just the fact that her father had a lot of books in the house at play. As Claire Tamlin writes in her book, Jane Austen, A Life, Austen's father allowed his daughter uncensored access to those shelves. This was a time when women were considered fragile, when prudery reigned, when parents sheltered their girls from anything remotely sexual or controversial, including literature. This, as Tamlin writes, does not mean she was reading Dr. Johnson and Samuel Richardson at age 5, but it does show us a very young and precocious child curled over her books. Jane Austen's father didn't baby her when it came to books, as so many parents unfortunately do. He encouraged her explorations from an early age, encouraged her to go boldly into the world of ideas and literature. It was what she found there, what interested her and inspired her, that led her to one day write her own books with their own sometimes controversial or even sexual themes, which her father never judged and always supported. We do ourselves a massive disservice when we shelter our kids. The parents who are trying to ban books from schools are getting it precisely wrong. They're not protecting anyone. They are raising fragile kids, and they are contributing to a less vibrant, less creative world. Our job as parents is to give our kids access to ideas and to worlds, to surround them with books, to encourage them to go where their interests take them, even if we sometimes disagree, even if some of them make us uncomfortable. This is what will set them up to be bold creators, open-minded thinkers, and wonderful human beings that the world needs more of. And look, as I said recently, this idea of raising a reader, raising a bold reader, an independent reader, is what we spend a whole month on in a book, The Daily Dad, 366 Meditations on Parenting, Love, and Raising Great Kids. You might not agree with all the things I say in the book. Maybe now I don't agree with all the things I said in the book, but I think you'd be better for reading. You can grab a copy at store.dailydad.com. You can grab it anywhere books are sold. There's an audiobook. There's an ebook. I'll even sign your copy. If you grab one, you can grab it at The Painted Porch as well. Check it out. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dad Podcast. You can get this via email every day as well at dailydad.com. Please leave us a review in iTunes. Most importantly, if you know any dads or parents who would benefit from these messages, please spread the word. Thanks.